to We Sing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you.
And welcome indeed to We Sing Our Faith. I have a very special live episode today, and I'm going to invite you right now to be prepared to call in. So I want to give you that number right off the top at 877-757-9424. Again, that is 877-757-9424. And today I'm going to be chatting with you and sharing some beautiful music about how we share our story. And this is a very exciting thing because beginning in January, I'm going to actually be a part of the Guadalupe Radio Network Academy, and classes start again in January for the new session, and I'll be offering a course on the Catholic story of my life. Explore your faith, craft your story, and share Christ with confidence. And I'm just so excited to be a part of the Academy beginning in January for the new session. And so today, as we go through this wonderful hour of sharing stories through music, I hope you are inspired to call in, share some of your stories, and share how Christ has really been walking with you, and then how we can, in real concrete ways, invite others to a relationship with Christ. So I want to begin sharing a little story. It's actually two stories that come together as one song. And so many, many years ago, just over 30 years ago, a wonderful woman, as a senior in high school, was pregnant, unmarried, wondering what to do in her life. Being pro-life, she knew that the life of this baby was so important, the most important. And through a lot of prayer and discernment, knew that she was being called to be a birth mother. And she placed her daughter, her infant baby, for adoption. The family who adopted her daughter lived on the other side of the country. And so she thought she would probably never see her again, but had made that most life-giving decision to give the gift of life to a family who couldn't have children of their own physically. Fast forward a number of years, my dear, dear friends up in Flagstaff, an infertile couple, and they've given permission to share their story throughout these years. They were in that pain and suffering of infertility and wondering, how would they ever grow their family? How would God bring life into their family? And when our final child, our third child, Paul, was born, Karen and Dave were physically present with us. And it was the most amazing thing that as they watched our son Paul come into the world, they knew their hearts were open to becoming adoptive parents. And so to see these two stories, these two amazing families, four families really, because both of the birth parents, the families, and then the adoptive parent families, had this amazing gift of life. And as I thought about both of their stories, it caused me to sit down one day and write this this song called Kateri. And the reason it's named that is that the child who was placed for adoption many, many years ago, the birth father is Native American. And so for all of those years, we had asked St. Kateri Tekakwitha to watch over this child, in the hopes that she would be raised in the faith and safe. And so I want to share with you now the song that came out of these two stories, and it is simply entitled Kateri.
Destined to live.
Writing that one, whew, to be able to share both of those stories. And I think we have a caller right now from Findlay, Ohio. Tim, we're going to welcome you to the program today.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, Tim. How are you?
And I'm doing great.
What is your story that we're going to share today?
My story is one of forgiveness. It's like my father was absent from my life for 25 years. Mm-hmm. And to put it in a nutshell, he thought we didn't want anything to do with him. And we thought he didn't want anything to do with us. But the actual origin, my paternal grandfather. But the thing is we were reconciled in 1988 when my paternal grandfather died. But I did not, the weird part is I didn't meditate on it. I didn't meditate on it. I didn't pray on it. I didn't dwell on it. I just did it. I reflect, I looked at it this way. There's two ways. It's a fine line. There's no gray area. You can either be vindictive and demand repayment, or you can forgive and build a bridge.
And I love that. Oh, Tim, that is beautiful. Tim, I want to thank you for sharing. I want to thank you for sharing that this morning. I think more people need to hear those stories of true forgiveness. And I encourage you, as I'm going to be encouraging everyone throughout the program today, to share those stories as often as we can. Tim, I would love to chat with you all morning, but I think you've already given us what we need to hear, that forgiveness,
no problem.
We do it. We don't think about it. We just do it. And I want to thank you so much for calling in and sharing today. That is beautiful. Thank you. You have a blessed day, Tim.
You too. You and your family.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye for now. You know, Tim is setting this up perfectly for our next sharing. Chris Mulia, who's written a song called Simple Life. I think sometimes it's the simple things. You know, as Tim just mentioned, we can either think about it, belabor it, you know, beat it to death, or we can say we're going to forgive and move forward. And that's what Christ calls us to do. And I hope that becomes a book for someone someday, to be able to say the simple steps of living simple life, to simply forgive and move forward. And with that, we're going to go right to Chris Mulia and his beautiful song, Simple Life. And we're going to come back and chat about that.
Simple.
And the beauty of what Tim was sharing before we went to Chris's song, that you can demand repayment for something that cannot be paid back. What a perfect message that is in the simplicity of living our life in Christ. I mean, he's given us everything. We could never repay him. And so for us to demand repayment for something that cannot be paid back, wow, that's powerful. I want to give you that number again today to call in is 877-757-9424. Again, 877-757-9424. When we consider the way that God allows the beauty of our life, the beauty of things that we are allowed to experience in this world, there are so many ways that we can share the beauty of our faith. And again, I want to share that beginning the week of January the 19th, the new classes begin with the Guadalupe Radio Network Academy. And the course that I'll be giving over those 7 weeks, we share our story. The story of our Catholic life is intended to really help us look at how we share the experiences of life in order to truly draw us together as a community of faith. And the other courses that are going to be happening beginning that same week, January 19th, is going to be with Dave Palmer, The Dignity of the Human Person Made to God's Image. And I'm going to come back to that one in just a second. The other one is Meeting the Protestant Challenge by Dr. Carlo Brassard. And then The Unmoved Mover, Aristotle's Glimpse of God by Dr. Ray Lopez. And, you know, The Dignity of the Human Person with Dave Palmer is such a powerful course. And it's going to literally take us to the next story and song this morning. And this is from Jamie Teton and her husband, Pete. On a simple evening date night, they were walking into a movie theater. It was very cold. It was the winter time. And they noticed a man sitting on the sidewalk and clearly in need, but seemingly not bad enough where they were going to stop. And so they kind of just walked past, went into the movie, watched their show. And as they came out, Jamie said it struck her that their indifference was painful, you know, the painful indifference to the dignity of the person that a couple hours prior they had just walked past. And realizing when they looked down at his feet, he didn't have shoes on. He had newspapers wrapped around his feet. And how sad that was to realize that just 2 hours prior they had walked past him. And it caused them to pause, to take care of that immediate need. And then later she sat down and she and Pete together wrote the song, Yesterday's News. I want to share that song with you now. And then we're going to come back and talk about how meaningful it is to share these life stories. From Jamie Teton, Yesterday's News.
Yesterday's news. I stayed in disbelief. What could I do? Wanted so bad to help. I'm sure you've been there too. chilled me to the bone. As I watched a man walk by, I knew had no hope.
It's those stories that we need to share. You know, every Catholic has a story to tell, a personal testimony of God's love at work in our lives. The 7-session course that's going to begin in January will guide you step by step in discovering, shaping, and confidently sharing your journey of faith. Recognizing God's presence in our life will be that first part of it. Connect your experiences to scripture, the sacraments, and the church, and then to proclaim your story in a way that inspires and invites others to Christ. And that's the beauty of this. That's the beauty of what we'll be looking at in this 7-week course that's called We Share Our Story. And I love the fact that whether it's going to be a book, which hopefully many of us will jump off on that during the session, and maybe hear that call that we are called to write a book. Maybe it'll be lyric. I mean, I look at the way that Jamie and Chris, and we're going to get to a couple of more in the second half, some beautiful songs that were written. So perhaps you're inspired to write lyric. Whatever is going to come out of the class, it's going to be worth sharing your story. When we come back after the break, I'm going to share a really unique story about how just a simple writing transformed a lot of things. But right now, I want to just kind of give you a quick overview of the 7 steps of the course. So step 1, recognizing God's hand in my story, seeing where God has already been present in my life. 2, naming the seasons of my faith journey, identifying those key moments, strengths, and graces. And then 3, encountering Christ personally, recognizing and naming moments of conversion and deeper relationship. And we heard that from Tim just a few minutes ago. 4, rooted in the church, connect your personal story to scripture, the sacraments, and the Catholic community in which you live. 5, transforming wounds into witness, understanding how God redeems suffering and brings healing into our life. 6th part of it, shaping my testimony with clarity. Organize and refine your story so it is authentic, clear, and compelling. We are called to share that story. And then 7, sharing my faith with confidence and charity. Learn how your testimony can be an invitation that points others to Christ. So those are the 7 basic steps that the course is going to go over when we begin that in January. And again, you're going to be able to go to grnonline.com/academy, and you can register even today. It is not too soon now to register. I have a feeling that we're going to fill up rather quickly. And when we come back from the break, again, the number to call in for today to share your story is 877-757-9424, 877-757-9424. And we're going to have that link available too. For those of you who are watching online, you'll see that link in there for grnonline.com/academy. I hope you are going to join us for this transformative journey that begins the January 19th, that week. So jump on and register today.
The month of November is dedicated to the holy souls in purgatory. O Lord, who art ever merciful and bounteous with thy gifts, look down upon the suffering souls in purgatory. Remember not their offenses and negligence, but be mindful of thy loving mercy, which is from all eternity. Cleanse them of their sins and fulfill their ardent desires, that they may be made worthy to behold face to face in thy glory. May they soon be united with thee and hear those blessed words which will call them to their heavenly home. Come, blessed of my Father, take possession of the kingdom prepared for you for the foundation of the world. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen.
I worked in pro baseball for a long time, and we play on Sundays. And it was an easy excuse. I took the easy out and just didn't go to Mass. Got caught up in that whole selfishness, that whole, I can do it all. The times when I was struggling were the times I needed God the most. And now that I've come back and accepted God, my world has completely changed.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for any reason, visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
Hi, I'm Debbie Giorgiani, here with Adam Bly from the Spirit World.
Dreams can be mysterious. Often they are of natural origin, but sometimes they can connect us to the spiritual world in a real way.
So how can we tell the difference? Do we put too much emphasis on dreams instead of the teaching of the church?
Let's talk about it on our next show. Call in with your questions.
Listen to The Spirit World this Saturday at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern, and subscribe to The Spirit World podcast.
We are back for the second half of We Sing Our Faith. I'm going to give you that number one more time, 877-757-9424. Now, this was an amazing thing that happened back in 2005. And when I talk about the need for sharing our stories, and you wonder, how do you write something, or why should I take a class on learning how to write something? So it was the Christmas letter of all things. My husband, Kurt, and I had a very extremely hard and difficult year in 2004. And we didn't want anyone to know. And so our Christmas letter of 2004 was basically, Merry Christmas. Our household is great as usual. Happy New Year. And that was about it. Whereas in 2005, when Kurt was very honest and had shared some of the huge trials we had gone through in that year prior, and our Christmas letter went out, it's a pretty big family and group of friends. We send out about 125 Christmas cards every year. And they're the real cards. We sit down, we write them out, we put the letter in it. And I was amazed that there were two families that reached out to us, friends and family who reached out shortly after receiving that Christmas letter. And they said, thank you so much for sharing and being transparent, because we are going through right now what you were going through, and we don't know how to get through it. And so something as simple as writing a letter was transformative and literally helped two families who otherwise may have hit that wall and ended in one of those, horrible things of divorce. And it was amazing how something, again, as simple as sitting down and writing a letter made all the difference for them and being able to sit down with us. Sometimes the most difficult things that we've been through are the things that need to be written about. You know, when we come to that part of the class where it says transforming wounds into witness, that's a powerful part of the redemption story in our lives. And Donna Lee, an amazing woman, a wonderful Catholic recording artist and friend, she lives in California. she has shared publicly the incredibly painful choice that she made a few decades ago in choosing elective abortion over life for her child, and how much she regretted that and not knowing how to come back. And then finally, our Blessed Mother so lovingly drew her back into the fold of the Catholic faith. And Donna took the time to write the song Whispers from Heaven in the hopes that others who had succumbed to that same temptation and that same horrible journey of elective abortion, by hearing her story, they would think twice before doing that. And the lives that have been spared because of her sharing her story. And so I want to go to her song now, Whispers from Heaven, and we're going to come back and share a bit more about how we can share our stories.
Too. For though I'm now with God,
want to thank Donna for being so transparent and so loving in her approach. Donna Lee, thank you. You are an amazing woman of faith. And I believe now we have James from Pensacola, Florida on the line. Good morning, James. How are you today?
I am wonderful, Julie. I'm enjoying your program. And I just wanted to share a blessing that has happened to me over the years because of giving to the Lord, you know, through my parish, which is St. Thomas More Parish here in Pensacola. Every month I give close to 10% of my money, you know, to the Lord, you know, in different ways. And so what has happened is that all of a sudden when I started giving, you know, the Lord kept providing for me. I mean, you know, I would get, you know, checks in the mail, you know, that I didn't expect and everything like that. And I just had to share this to the people that it's very important to give to the Lord because he promised us that he was going to give back to us.
Oh, that is beautiful. You know, James, you are sharing a great story today in the fidelity and generosity of God. And what I'm hearing in your voice and in your witness today is that God will not be outdone in generosity, will he?
Amen. That's right.
Oh, thank you so much. I know that St. Thomas More Parish is blessed with you being there. And thank you for taking the time to call today and to share the importance of sharing our story and sharing our blessings. I hope you have a beautiful and blessed day, James.
You too, and God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye for now. You know, it's a great witness that when we share our story, we share what God has given us, both in those temporal needs and our spiritual things, it is a part of the journey of life that we are called to share. And I keep going back to that we share our story. It's such an important thing. And again, as we look at the upcoming course that's going to begin in January, we're going to explore our faith, craft our story, and then share Christ with confidence. It's really a guided journey to discover, reflect on, and proclaim your Catholic story. Learn to tell your story of faith in a way that inspires and invites others. As we heard James say just now, to invite others to get involved. And the best way that we can do that is sharing our stories with the world around us. And again, I want to just keep putting out the link there for getting signed up for the course. It is grnonline.com/academy. And all of the courses are available to be signed up for even today. Now, we're going to go to rather a fun story for our next one. And this is from Liz Owen. Again, a friend and a recording artist from Grand Rapids, Michigan. And Liz is so blessed in her marriage and her family life with children. And when her little boy was born, when her baby boy was born, she was so excited. And, you know, as a mama, you're spending, I mean, hours and hours and hours every day holding and loving and nurturing and diapering and feeding and doing all the things that babies need. Not that dads don't do that. I know that our producer, Joe, has firsthand information of this with his own infant son. But there's something about a mama's heart when you look at that baby, when they start to make those cooing sounds and their little words are going to start, you just know the first thing they're going to say is mama. But they don't. They always say dada first. Every child does it. And they say that it's the shape of the mouth or whatever, but I don't believe that because, I mean, when a baby cries, it's like, ma, you know, that ma comes out, but the first words are usually dada. And so Liz took this wonderful life story of the birth of her son and watching him grow into being a toddler, and she wrote the most amazing song from this, and it is simply entitled Rocket Ship Boy. So from Liz Owen, I hope you're ready to tap your toe as she sings for us now, Rocket Ship Boy.
Mm-hmm.
my life. You make easy things hard. You break all our things and you spread your wings and you land your knees on the pavement. You get muddy when you're finally dry. You give kisses then pinch my eye. I can see in your face, you can say my name, but you smile and ask for your father. Little rocket ship boy, there's no stopping you, rocket ship boy. Lift off on your way and say goodbye to all the people too slow for you. You throw all of your food on the floor, but still hungry you ask me for more. You can't sit very long before hearing the song of the winds that are calling.
Is that? And I love that phrase, and get dirty, since having compassion won't let you stay clean. You know, we have to be able to get into life to share that story. Now, I want to tell you how I kind of moved throughout life, where I thought, you know, I had a plan and God clearly had a different plan. My plan was to study engineering and be an engineer. Instead, I married very young. We began our family, and I worked for the Department of Engineering and Housing for the military for a bit, and then for the U.S. Geological Survey. And then one day I was like, I just felt like I needed to be home with our littles. I didn't want to be at work, you know, away from them all the time. And my husband and I said, you know, let's, you know, quit your job. That's totally fine. And long story short, I started volunteering at church because I wasn't tired every weekend. And next thing I knew, I was singing in the choir. And shortly after that, I began recording music. And the rest, as they say, is history. 12 records, 2 full CD or DVD projects later, I thought I had been really finishing up what God had wanted me to do. Until a couple of years ago, I was in Midland, Texas, and we were 30 days into a Lenten regional tour of doing parish missions throughout the country. And that day, we woke up in Midland, Texas, and it was very clear to me after 30 days of people saying, "Where do I get your book?" And I said, "I'm not an author." And they're like, "But you should write a book." And I said, "But I'm not an author." Well, long story short, I sat down at the obedience of the call on my life, and I wrote the first book, Unfailing Grace. And it was amazing to me how simply telling my story. Again, I kept falling back on that phrase, I'm not an author. And yet God clearly had a plan for that. So I literally sat down and told the story of the grace that God has provided throughout every situation of life, from my childhood of coming to know him and all the way through my adult life of going through some very large adversities and coming out not just in his grace, but joyful in his grace in spite of the adversities. So telling that story. And then the next one felt kind of normal, just to say what is most important in my journey as a Catholic and to find the beauty of a Eucharistic life, something that needed to be spoken about. That brought out the book Savior and Sustenance and the beauty of living a Eucharistic life. And then the book that came out just this year, Incense and Intercession, is really a book of prayer. All of the beautiful prayers that we've been raised with as Catholic, but do we know where they came from? Who wrote them? Why did they write them? And how can we live within them? So again, starting in January with this wonderful course, We Share Our Story, whether you are called to write a really deep Christmas letter, whether you are called to write a book, maybe you're supposed to just write for your own reading, to look back on each of those areas of the course and to say, God, what of this do you want me to share of my Catholic story in order to truly draw others to you by sharing the story of my life? And so I hope everyone listening today will jump on and sign up for that course, as well as the other ones that are available. And again, very quickly, The Dignity of the Human Person, Made in God's Image by Dave Palmer. And then Meeting the Protestant Challenge, Dr. Carlo Brassard. I mean, who in our life do we know who are Protestant, who we want to be able to share the fullness of faith with? I mean, it'd be an amazing course to take. And then, of course, by Dr. Ray Lopez, The Unmoved Mover, Aristotle's Glimpse of God. Woof! There's amazing things to be a part of. And again, grnonline.com/academy is where you can sign up. Now, our final story and song today, Kara Klein Obrey, an amazing woman of faith, had shared with us a few years ago how concerned she was for her brother who was addicted at that time. And she wanted nothing more for him than to simply turn away from that addiction and choose to live. And so the song that's going to take us to the top of the hour is her story of begging her brother to choose to live instead of living a life of addiction. From Kara Klein Obrey, Live.
I'm not sure if there's any more to say to you. There's nothing in this whole world you've not been through. I know it seems as if this road will never end. You don't know who's the enemy or who's a friend. I know it seems you've passed the point of no return. And bridges that one time were laid. I hope you live. Still give it your all. I hope.
I am so grateful for this time with you today. And for information on how I can come to your parish or your diocese to share my story with the Ministry of Carrick Ministries, please visit wesingourfaith.org, wesingourfaith.org. That's the site. And again, please take some time and sign up for one of the beautiful courses that'll be beginning in January. And at the end of our show today, make sure that you stay tuned for Spirit World with Debbie and Adam. They've got an amazing show today for you to be able to call in and be a part of as well. And again, what a joy to spend this time with you. And the parish missions, by the way, that I offer are very much in this vein, where the teachings of the church are a part of it. The stories of life and how we live in that grace of God are a part of those. So wesingourfaith.org is that site. And until next week, may God bless you and keep you. Until next week, when we get together again for another episode of We Sing Our Faith.
Just imagine cruising down the Seine River in France, taking in views and sights like Notre Dame and Paris.
Boldly proclaiming the truths of our Catholic faith. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
I had never heard of Guadalupe Network Radio. And I cannot tell you how excited we are to learn about this fabulous radio station. I downloaded the app and I've been listening since yesterday and today, and I'm just very excited. I'm just so thrilled that we have this wonderful tool in our toolbox to learn more about our Catholic faith. I just can't thank you all enough.
I've never heard y'all before. There is this lady with her big white SUV, and on the back of the windshield is this big cross with y'all's radio station underneath. Put it on y'all's radio station anyhow, and then it starts talking about the saints and how the saints give you signs and they lead you into the right direction. I just appreciate you and God for putting that sign in my life and letting me know that it is Him and it's okay.
The Guadalupe Radio Network. Radio for your soul.
Our family had been going through crisis. Little by little, we just found ourselves drifting completely away. I was afraid to go back. I mean, I cried the first time I received the sacraments again. Cried because I was back and because I had allowed God to become a part of me again. It's united our family. There's peace in our home that we didn't have before.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for any reason, visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
It's often said that people can engage in whatever sexual activity they please as long as it doesn't harm anyone. But is this a sufficient moral criterion for evaluating sexual behavior? I don't think so, and here's why. First, it begs the question against the natural law moral theory. Since if the natural law approach is true, then sexual acts that the natural law condemns as immoral would be harmful to a person's moral character. Second, although it's true that we should avoid inflicting unnecessary harm, it can't be our only moral criterion. For if it were, then we'd have to say a person's intent to murder or rape someone is morally permissible as long as he doesn't carry it out. But that's absurd. Avoiding unnecessary harm is a part of a good moral theory, but it's not enough. I'm Carlo Broussard with the Ready Reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.